This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Also contribute to plant and animal diversity in our natural areas. Learn how to attract pollinators to your garden with Illinois Extension educator Ken Johnson. Attracting Pollinators to Your Garden, a Zoom event, will be from noon to 1 p.m. on May 18th. Following the presentation, Piatt County Master Gardeners will share information about pollinator pockets. For information on registration, go to nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Getting shots into smaller arms. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. A coronavirus vaccine approved for people 16 and older now is expected to be approved by next week for kids as young as 12.
The hope being that as many as possible will be inoculated against the coronavirus in time for the start of the next school year. Preliminary results in March of a test group of more than 2,600 people aged 12 to 15 who were given the Pfizer vaccine showed no cases of COVID-19. The kids had side effects similar to those of adults. In addition, the FDA is allowing both Pfizer and Moderna to begin studies in the U.S. on children 11 years old and younger to be vaccinated against COVID-19.
Fox's Karen McHugh. At least 23 people are killed but dozens hurt in a subway overpass collapse in Mexico City.
One car dangled off the side for hours while rescuers searched it for anyone who might be trapped. That search was suspended early this morning for safety concerns, and a crane is being brought in to shore up the dangling car. The crash happened on one of the newer sections of track, which was inaugurated in 2012 and will now remain closed while an investigation is done to determine the cause. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A man is shot and wounded by FBI agents outside CIA headquarters in Virginia. A statement from the Bureau says he got out of his vehicle with a weapon. Severe storms in the South have caused damage and killed at least two people in Georgia. This farmer in Abbeville, South Carolina, says he lost a barn, sheds, and fencing, and is just happy to be alive.
It was loud and furious, and we got the dog, and we got in the closet, and the whole house was just shaking.
There are more storms in the forecast today. Facebook's oversight board is scheduled to rule this morning on whether former President Trump should still be banned from posting. He was kicked off after the riot at the Capitol in January, accused of inciting it. He's also banned from Twitter, and that company says that is permanent. America's listening to Fox News.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-885-9797. 800-885-9797. 800-885-9797.
The 51st Annual Conference on the Americas is today.
The Conference on the Americas is billing today's event as an early opportunity to hear from the Biden administration on its hemispheric policy agenda. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to speak. She's been tasked by President Biden with finding ways to reduce the flow of Central American migrants to the U.S. Last week, when speaking virtually with Guatemala's president, she talked about the reasons people leave, including poverty and climate change-induced weather conditions.
As well as corruption and the lack of good governance, and violence against women, indigenous people, LGBTQ people, and Afro-descendants.
Other participants in today's event include officials with Merck, Chevron, and GM. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police in Berlin, Germany arrest a 53-year-old man suspected of sending dozens of threatening letters to politicians, lawyers, and journalists. They say he has previous convictions for numerous crimes, some motivated by right-wing ideology. The letters were signed NSU 2.0. A neo-Nazi group called the National Socialist Underground was responsible for a series of violent crimes, including racially motivated murders between 1998 and 2011. What they're calling an important announcement is coming from NASA next hour.
A joint announcement between NASA's Kennedy Space Center, the Space Florida Development Agency, United Launch Alliance, and Sierra Nevada Corporation is set for today at the NASA facility. Details are scarce, but it concerns Dream Chaser, the reusable space plane under development by Sierra Nevada, which has already been selected as a contractor for NASA's next round of commercial resupply missions for the International Space Station. Sierra Nevada has already announced plans for a commercially operated orbiting space station and intend to one day use their space plane design to carry people. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Stock markets overseas are seeing mixed results today. Futures here are flat ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got some showers and a high of 60. Tonight, 40% chance of rain, mainly before 10 p.m., cloudy during the evening, and then clear later, and a low around 43. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 64, and Thursday, we've got a 50% chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 59 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, May 4th edition of Byers & Company. We'll check in with Courtney Carson from Richland Community College. It's Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports plus Dale Coley and former sheriff, I guess you still call him sheriff, Tom Schneider is going to be on the program. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back at it on a Tuesday. Hope everyone hunkered down and was safe last night through all of the bad weather. Can we get to tomorrow, please? I just want to do that that song, you know, Let the Sunshine In. I am so ready for it.
I thought you were just ready for Revenge of the Fifth.
Is that what? Really? The bad guys get a day, too?
Sure, why not? Let's do it.
Well, it seems like the bad days get every day. I don't know. Let's celebrate the good. Good morning and welcome. It's the Tuesday edition of Byers & Company. I'm Brian Byers, Nick Smith in MCR this morning. And we've got a lot to get to here today, including a pretty cool DMH story about Star Wars. And when did this May the 4th Be With You thing start? Do you have any idea?
I do.
Timeline?
Yeah, in 1977 in the UK.
That far back.
Well, somebody used it, like a candidate had a special day or something. They said, good job, May the 4th be with you on that particular day. But the internet kind of picked it up. Early turn of the century here is when Star Wars really started embracing it, and Disney and everybody else kind of made it official. So I would say we're about 15 years ago is about ish the when it became really popular.
Yeah, it was the day Margaret Thatcher took the job as Prime Minister in the
Thatcher.
United Kingdom in 1979 on May 4th. And an online a news article literally placed a congratulatory advertisement in the London Evening News saying, May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations. So that's where it originated, at least as far as we can tell. And then, as you said, caught on gangbusters more recently. But we'll give you some of the details about that a little bit later in the program. We've got a lot to get to here. Honey, I'm going to ride a rocket ship. We're getting ready for the next SpaceX. I mean, you're going to have citizens going to space.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that come up. I am, really.
I'm
just excited.
I know you are. Nick told us yesterday, with no irony whatsoever, that he wouldn't get on one of those plane rides out at the Decatur Air Show, but he couldn't wait to go to Mars, which I found to be an interesting dichotomy. But, hey, we all got our quirks, right? That's just the way it works. All right. Courtney Carson joins us this morning from Richland Community College. Rev, how you doing this morning?
I'm extremely blessed, my brother Brian. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little tired of the rain and the weather. I'm hoping for some sunshine here. I know, following you on social media, you are like killing it on the bike, my man. You are out just, how many miles a week are you doing?
Man, I'm trying to crack at least 200 miles a week, man. I'm loving this bike. I just bought a new bike, and it's extremely fast, and I'm having so much fun. And ultimately, I'm staying in shape, so that's a plus.
You know, yeah, that's a good thing.
We have no more YMCA challenges, so I gotta force myself to stay in shape somehow and have fun while doing it.
All right, hey, yep. We're bringing it back in June, my friend. You're going to be the first on the guest list, so we're going to get back to normal.
Please.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No doubt. We'll give you all the details, but we've had some talks around how we're going to bring it back and have some fun with it and do it in a safe way. Talk to me a little bit about Richland first, but talk to me about safety of the community. You know, what are you hearing, particularly in the black community, about vaccinations and getting us back to where we need to be? I think that the major consideration that so many people have not had this past year is a basic care for other people and you know, that you're not doing this just for yourself, you're doing this to keep everyone else safe, including grandma and grandpa and people that are more vulnerable populations. What are you just hearing out there in the community?
Everyone's seemingly afraid. Some are excited, but people are seemingly afraid. And the more we have one of those fear kind of conversations, you know, the more individuals are reluctant to take to get the COVID shot. And most definitely, we got to keep grandma and my mama and your mama and everybody's mama safe, so we have to get that shot. On May 6th and May 7th, will be there's an opportunity for individuals in the inner city to get the shot at Gateway Community Center from 9 o'clock to 6 p.m. on May 6th and 7th. I just want to put that out there. But, yeah, individuals are some people are afraid until they have a conversation with persons such as myself or individuals that have a level of influence. Then they kind of say, okay, you know what, I will get the shot, you know. And I think oftentimes we got to stop looking at watching TV or start looking at social media as it relates to when companies are saying, okay, we're not, you know, letting this particular kind of shot out right now because of whatever it was that happened. But there's a significant fear factor, but there's a significant fear factor about everything in the community, you know.
Yeah, I think it's individual conversations, and I'm glad you're out there having those conversations. Give me the details. Where is Gateway? You said, what were the hours again on the 6th and the 7th?
On the 6th and the 7th at 1147 East Cantrell Street. It's right next to Bright Morning Star Church, Gateway Community Center. It's in the middle of the Bright Morning Star Church and Tequila and Carr's Barbershop. On 1147 East Cantrell Street, May 6th, May 7th. That's a Thursday and a Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Southside Improvement Association is partnering with Walgreens and Enrich at Richland Community College. So our Enrich Richland Community College's program. So we're all partnering together. We'll be at Gateway Community Center, 1147 East Cantrell Street on Thursday and Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And so then after the young people get that shot, to have opportunity in 3 weeks to get the second shot.
Now, is that open for, like, walk-in, or do you need to have an appointment?
Walk-in and appointment. Yep, you can set the appointment, or you can just walk in. And young people, please bring your parents. If parents, you have high school athletes that you feel need the shot, please attend that moment with them so that they can secure that shot. We got to protect everybody, man. It's time to stay
absolutely
safe.
And the longer we go without getting, you know, most people vaccinated, these variants, you know, keep popping up. And the fear is that we'll get a variant that is going to be more powerful than the vaccine. And no one wants any of this starting over stuff. You know, we've traveled, you know, 95 yards down the field, right? We got to see out the last 5 yards and finish this thing so we can get back to normal. I mean, clearly it's impacted Richland Community College in a major way. And as you guys are having conversations, I know registration is open. Mm-hmm. You can register for classes today. But you know, that campus isn't going to look like the campus that we knew 2 or 3 years ago until more people get vaccinated.
Right, exactly. And Richland Community College is doing a phenomenal job at ensuring that we have opportunity to be vaccinated out there. And we're partnering with Shield. So it's kind of amazing. Have you had the Shield test, the saliva test?
I have not, but I know several people who have. It's a pretty amazing thing, developed just down the street at the University of Illinois.
Yeah, man. You spit. If you can spit real good, it's not a problem. But if you have a hard time spitting, you'll be there for about 20 minutes just spitting a little tube. And then, you know, in a matter of moments or and probably about an hour, they send you the results. So I have fun with it. I try to do it more than more than I'm supposed to because it's just fun. And, you know, and then, you know, you get your results in. So it always feels good when you see an email that say you don't have COVID today, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Talk to me about the Enrich program. Tell me about some of the things you guys are doing.
Oh, man, the Enrich program is changing lives, not just saving lives, but changing lives. Man, I truly am love President Valdez for allowing me to exercise my gifts and become extremely creative and courageously innovative with our programs and our projects. So we have the industrial skills training that you've heard about. A lot where individuals can get recognized certifications. They get paid $10 an hour, 40 hours a week. It's a 10-week program. And then we have the CDL training. You get paid to go through that training, $10 an hour. That's a 10-week program. You have the essential skills involved in that particular program so individuals can learn what people call life skills and soft skills before they ever touch that big old truck that's driving down the highway. So then once you graduate that the truck driving component in the CDL training, you have opportunity for for endorsements that will make you that much more employable. So we're extremely excited about that. We're doing some things with Heartland Tech. This summer, you are going to be this program is going to blow your mind. So Enrich is partnering with Heartland Tech to provide essential skills for young high school students who need to for some credit recovery, and they'll also receive a dual credit to Richland Community College. So once they come through this particular training, it's a great gateway just to start going to college at Richland. We're doing some phenomenal things, and we're extremely excited about these trainings, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Reverend Courtney Carson with us here this morning from Richland Community College. To me, it is the critical issue in our community and communities elsewhere. But what I see different about our community is there are people like you and many others that are tackling this head on. It's not just unemployment. It's underemployment. And the fact that there are so many jobs available in our community, and I don't mean minimum wage jobs. You guys are paying those students more than minimum wage just to go through the training. But there are career opportunities. We're working with the economic development today. We have two recordings we're doing this afternoon for manufacturers. You mentioned truck driving. Truck driving salaries are going up because there is such a demand, and we're seeing that the crash in the supply chain management side of things and why people can't get products. All of this plays into futures for people in Decatur. And talk to me a little bit, maybe people who have a criminal record, you know, people who've had limited education or access to Richland or other places or any other barriers to that unemployment or underemployment. You guys can get people's lives turned around. But they've got to make that first step, right, of contacting you, getting involved, and you guys have a path for people.
Oh, most definitely, man. We've eliminated every barrier that we could see fit. And if you know of one, we'll try to eliminate and rectify that situation as well. We've had 23 CDL graduates, and 18 out of that 23 went to work. The others went on to our Minority Mentor Protege program, but 18 out of that 23 went to work, Brother Brian. And guess what? 16 out of the 18 were ex-offenders. And
yeah,
so that means an individual that had a felony, you know, on his background. And then we have the Minority Mentor Protege program where those individuals can become entrepreneurs. Anybody can become entrepreneurs. You don't have to necessarily go through our CDL training. Our industrial or highway construction training to go through the Minority Mentor Protege program. If you have a desire and you blessed to become an entrepreneur, we have a phenomenal director in Jeremy Morse who will see you, take you step by step in becoming an owner operator, a whatever it is that you want to become essentially in life. So that program is doing some phenomenal things as well.
All right, Rev, we appreciate you. Keep up the great work. Richland.edu is the website. Nick, you know, I'm always inspired when I get a chance to visit with Reverend Carson. But the work they're out there doing, and I know our very own Tats involved in that, and, you know, a lot of the stuff I see on LinkedIn or Instagram or some of the social media, you know, where they, you know, have these kids or young adults, you know, who have two strikes, three strikes, you know, whatever it might be, and forever would have sort of been given up on by themselves, by society, by, you know, you name the list of people that have given up, there's hope, and there is a career pathway. One of the most frustrating things you see is when you go through an election season and you get candidate after candidate tell you, here's what we need to do, and here's what we need to do, and here's what we need to do. And I'm like, yeah, we're already doing that.
Yeah, and you know what, Brian? I think that it's going to take in addition to doing the hard work, which, you know, we just heard Reverend Carson talk about, you know, being done out there. And we know stories at Crossing and all the different places here around town that are really putting in the hard work. We've got to now convince people to open their eyes and look and see that the hard work is being done, and that we look at some of our citizens, we look at all of our citizens as valuable to us and important to us. And instead of looking first and foremost to, you know, run them out of town or incarcerate them or give up on them, we're looking to build them into people that can contribute as workers, as fathers and mothers of, you know, of people in our community. And we're having success stories. 16 out of 18, we just heard, you know, of people that had passed had, you know, criminal records, you know, and that's, I mean, that is an amazing achievement, you know, so, I'm encouraged every time, just like you, listening to the stuff that's being done, and I want to keep hearing them, and I want other people to hear it too.
Absolutely. You know, listen, we can do what we can do here on this program to enlighten our audience to what is going on, and other people need to, you know, pick it up and do it to their audience as well. But you can concentrate on the negative, and there's a lot of negative, and there's a lot of problems, and there's a lot of things to be solved in society. There's, you know, that's not... this isn't like looking at the world through rose, you know, tinted glasses. This is saying, look, there are concrete steps. There are things that are being done with Workforce Investment Solutions, you know, with Richland Community College, with the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur Macon County, with many, many, many other organizations that are giving people a pathway. I mean, I look at it as like you're standing there in the woods in the dark, you know, and this is like candle lit. I mean, you know, you can find a path out of that. And there are people that are there to help you every single step of the way. And we're doing it. And we just need to do more of it and get more awareness about it. And for everyone who sits on the sidelines and complains, if you would get involved and actually roll your sleeves up, more people could be a part of this.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, we have that runway laid out. You know, we just need to get more people facing that direction. Not only the people that need the help, but the people that can spread the word about the help, that can be aware, that can maybe contribute,
and
that can offer more help. Yeah, that can offer more
exactly.
help. Yeah.
There's room for everyone. We'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got some showers and a high of 60. Tonight, there's a 40% chance of showers up until about 10 p.m. It's going to start off cloudy and then clear up with a low around 43. For Wednesday, nice and sunny, a high of 64. Thursday, the rain is back, 50% chance of showers, partly sunny, and a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:23, and this look at your weather is brought to you by Moroa Lumber Company. Quality materials, trusted knowledge, and expertise.
This has been. Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Basement with a Y. That's Basement E.
It's Basement T.
Basement E?
It's Basement T.
Oh, Basement T.
Basement T. I get it. That's the basement waterproofing and foundation repair experts at Woods Basement Systems.
Right. The All Things Basement T experts at Woods Basement Systems will provide you a free estimate and dry out that wet basement and fix that cracked foundation. Call 800-388-9326 or go online to woodsbasementsystems.com.
That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Running a local business is tough. We get it, because Hickory Point Bank is a local business, too. As one of Central Illinois' leading locally owned banks, we've been serving Decatur businesses and families for years. Most importantly, we know and understand the issues you face every day, because we face them, too. Join us and see the local difference. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper at the bottom of the hour. Dale Coley will join us a little later in the program. And then Tom Schneider, former sheriff of Macon County, who is working on the what I guess was the newly announced campaign for Howard Buffett for sheriff in 2022. What was your overall thought and reaction? Evidently, the billboards went up a week early.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how something like that happened.
I don't know if that's an exact science. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's not a digital billboard that you can just sort of like go, all right, you're going to go live at this time. Somebody's got to go actually physically put that up.
Right. Yeah, this wasn't a – this one took like, all right, printed it out, loaded it up to the truck, drive all the way out there, put one up, probably more than one. I mean, so yeah. There's a few steps of mistake there. There's no like outside the – you can announce you're running at any point, right? There's nothing wrong with that, right? Okay.
No.
But there's just the control of the flow of information is always.
Yes. Yeah. And so there was a brief statement and there will be more, publicity ahead. He is in Nebraska, but which is why I asked Tom Schneider, who was the media contact person, you know, in the press release that did go out yesterday afternoon after, I believe, the Herald Review had the story about, you know, somebody took a picture of the billboard and they went and found, you know, paperwork that had been filed, all the, you know, course of normal politics and running for office. And it's interesting to me that there are people out there, somebody on our social media, you know, posting about, like, you know, it would be interesting to see who else runs, you know, somebody with actual experience. And this is the easiest go-to argument. I mean, easy to the point of lazy, right? I get if your perception is just rich guy who buys his way into things. I mean, I suppose that's a narrative that's easy to attach to without doing any homework or any sort of seeking of information, just sort of just off the cuff. Mm-hmm. That's my go-to move. I get that.
Yep.
It's not anywhere near the truth. And in fact, if you had just clicked on the very story you were commenting on, you would have seen some extensive background into just how much experience he has. And we've talked about it on this show publicly with him. Yeah. We've had events in public, you know, with him about his interest in law enforcement and how it started and how it sort of moved through and all of that. So that's a lazy attempt at sort of news analysis, in my opinion.
Unless my memory also is super foggy, which it is, wasn't he also in that role for a bit anyway?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's that.
Absolutely. there's experience. And you know, we've had sheriffs before that were political candidates that didn't have any law enforcement experience.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, anyone can run for a public office. I mean, there's criteria, but I mean, it's pretty wide open. But to suggest he doesn't have any experience is really not accurate. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not even close.
No.
And we'll talk about that with Tom a little bit later in the hour. He'll join us around 7:50 this morning, right after Dale Coley. I think about what excites me about this concept is He is first and foremost a problem solver, not a politician, not someone who uses the problems to sort of get to office and then, you know, talk about it. I mean, he rolls up his sleeves and he gets it done, whether you're talking about the jail or any number of things that need to be addressed in this community that come under the purview of Benton County Sheriff. The unique opportunity this community would have and the resources that could be brought to bear to solve some of those problems is the most exciting thing about it for me personally, because I've witnessed it firsthand up close for a lot of years.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, so we'll get into that a little bit more in the show when we have more time. We're going to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. We get back here, we'll visit with Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. Yesterday, the Illinois Department of Public Health announced 2,049 new cases of COVID-19, including 28 additional deaths. The Macon County Health Department reported 68 additional cases of COVID-19 since Friday. Macon County has now had a total of 10,580 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. The state may be able to soon enter the bridge phase of COVID-19 mitigations. Enough seniors are vaccinated for Illinois to move into the bridge phase, but COVID hospitalizations are still a concern. Governor J.B. Pritzker says it appears that that's changing.
It looks to me like we're on a decent trajectory. I can't say exactly what day that is, but it feels to me, it looks to me, if you look at all the hospital admissions data, like we're in decent shape and moving exactly as I would hope we would toward the bridge phase.
The governor has extended the moratorium on evictions until May 29th. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Biden allowing more refugees into the U.S.
The president says that the sad truth is, even though he is raising the refugee cap to 62,500 per year, that number is not going to be reached this year. He said, in part, this erases the historically low number set by the previous administration of 15,000, which did not reflect America's values.
Fox's Peter Ducey. In Mexico City, at least 23 people, including children, are dead following the collapse of an elevated section of the city's subway line.
About 70 others were hurt when the train plunged into a busy street 16 feet below the overpass. One car dangled off the side for hours while rescuers searched it for anyone who might be trapped. That search was suspended early this morning for safety concerns, and a crane is being brought in to shore up the dangling car.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Yeah, today we've got showers and a high of 60. Tonight we've got a 40% chance of rain, mainly before 10 p.m. It's going to be cloudy during the evening and then clear with a low around 43. For Wednesday, sunny with a high near 64. And Thursday, a 50% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 64. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is down to 57 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:32.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Sitting in for Mark Tupper today is Tim Kaine. Always good to have him with us. Tim, hope you're doing okay on this Tuesday morning. Survive all the storms?
Survive all the storms quite fine, and it's good to be with you guys as well, Brian.
All right, let's start with my favorite topic, the NBA.
I know that you get so excited when I come in because I'm going to be the one that talks NBA to you. And I'm going to give you a little bit of NBA education because they've changed the playoffs, or they had changed them last year and continue to do it this year. Before too long, in about 2.5 weeks, we're going to have single elimination NBA playoffs. What's going to happen is there's going to be four teams in each conference, the East and the West. And the seventh and eighth teams are going to play one another,
And the winner of that one will play the winner of the 9th and 10th place teams in each conference. And then that'll get you your additional two teams in the playoffs. There are only six teams in each conference guaranteed. The reason that this is a big deal and the reason you might have heard about it is because all of a sudden the people who are affected by the decision don't think it's a very good idea. Mark Cuban, the Dallas Mavericks owner, was complaining about it a couple weeks ago. And over the weekend, after the Los Angeles Lakers lost and fell into the danger of being one of those four teams that has to play their way into the playoffs, LeBron James said whoever came up with this idea ought to be fired. LeBron was quite quiet when the Dallas Mavericks were complaining about it, when Mark Cuban was complaining about it. And he's probably quiet today because even though he didn't play last night, his team won, and now they're in sixth place in the conference, but they're only one game above being in this play-in. It's interesting in that you actually have 16 teams in the NBA playoffs, but now they've cut it back, so there are only 12, and then those playoff play-in games are the ones that determine the other two spots. You know, I don't blame the players for being unhappy about it, but I also don't blame the NBA because it is interesting. I mean, we're near the end of the season, and I'm actually paying attention to some of these games just because of this stuff in the middle of the packs of both conferences. There are teams really navigating and volleying for position just to avoid those games, or in some cases to actually get into those games. So the one thing that that I came across today, Brian, that I knew would excite you the most was the note that the NBA playoffs begin on May 22nd, and they will end at the latest on July 22nd. So there's something for you to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. Count me in. On the other side of the break, we'll talk about the passing of Bobby Unser, one of the greatest families in the history of racing, and we'll talk about that with Tim Kaine. It's brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank now in Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
I don't know what the Mount Rushmore of racing is, Tim, but this family, certainly two brothers and a son, what do they win the Indy 500, like nine times combined?
Nine times, yeah. I mean, I think the only family in racing that I think of as much as the Unsers is the Andretti's, and obviously they're in different sports. There's some things I learned about Bobby Unser, who died yesterday at age 87, that I hadn't been aware of, and it's kind of made me think back the whole weekend, Brian, it made me think about the way things were when I was growing up. You know, you knew who the guys in the Indy 500 were. You knew three or four horses that were vying for the Triple Crown, but now both of those things, both the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown and the Indy 500, kind of have, well, certainly a fair amount of the glow has gone off of both events for assorted reasons. The thing that I did not realize about Bobby Unser is that he was 29 before he made his first run at the Indy 500, which, you know, seems awfully late, particularly given the way, you know, some of these guys are so very young when they're actually able to get to that level. He won three races. The third one was the one that kind of that kind of spoiled his legacy, because he was disqualified the next day for passing, but he filed a lawsuit. And he had to pay a fine, but he still was allowed to keep the title. And then that kind of spelled the end of his Indy 500 career. That time that he raced when he was 29, he crashed in the third lap. and the second time he crashed on the second lap, but in 1968 he won his first one, and the rest is history.
Tim, have a wonderful day. We really appreciate you, and thank you for filling in for Mark Tupper. The Unser family, you know, you had Bobby, you had Al Unser, and then Al Unser Jr. You can imagine, it's two brothers and a son winning the Indy 500 nine times.
That's called a dynasty. That's got to be right up there with, some of the all-time great achievements.
I don't know that you can think of another one.
I'm trying to relate it to
not
things
with, like blood relation. Right. Two brothers and a son.
Yeah, that's real impressive. Unbelievably good. The first thing that comes to my mind, and it's probably not even comparable, are the Williams sisters, in tennis. They had a lot of success.
Sure they did, yeah. But then to have, now if one of them had a daughter.
Oh, right, another generation.
And did the same thing. If you think about this, Unser won, Bobby Unser in 68, 75, and 81. Al Unser won 70, 71, 78, 87, and then Al Unser Jr. won 92 and 94. So, from the late 60s to the early 90s, there was an Unser.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I've got my eyes on this 11-year-old golfer that I think might be able to do something in a red shirt one day, to see if that family makes the list.
Who knows? It is not uncommon for kids of athletes to become athletes,
right.
and you see that. But what is so uncommon, there's only so many Tom Brady's, there's
right.
only so many Unser, that reach the pinnacle of the sport that they're in. There's plenty. Joe Horn's kid was just mm-hmm. drafted, this weekend. There are
yep.
NFL players whose kids come and become NFL players, good solid players.
Mm-hmm.
But franchise level, and then to have a brother who's franchise level, and then to have a kid, a nephew that's franchise
yeah.
level, that's not all that common.
No, that's real, real impressive. No question. So I'm sure, the racing world is probably touched with the passing of Mr. Unser.
Yep, died at his home in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of natural causes. He was 87
oh, wow.
years old. Spent some time on TV after mm-hmm. his career. Interesting stuff. All right, when we get back on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break, we'll visit with Dale Coley, and then straight ahead, Tom Schneider will be with us as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
The all-new NowDecatur.com. Informative, compelling content for an engaged community. NowDecatur.com is a fresh lifestyle-driven look at what's happening in town. Features, videos, podcasts, photos, with no pop-up ads and things to keep you from the content you want, and it's all free thanks to our partners. Check out the amazing things happening at Millikan University and how Richland Community College is training the workforce of tomorrow. It's all available now at nowdecatur.com.
Get out from behind your screen and take it to the course. Play around or hit the driving range at Red Tail Run or Hickory Point Golf Course in Decatur. With new carts, impeccable course conditions, online tee times, and friendly staff, Golf in Decatur is an exciting way to get outdoors this spring. Grab some cold drinks and a bite to eat in our grill rooms and shop your favorite brands, high-tech gadgets, gifts, and golf essentials in our pro shops. Golf is back and better than ever. Plan a day on the links and book your tee time online at golfdecatur.org. Market appreciation coupled with low inventory and strong buyer demand makes now the perfect time to sell your home. If your home is market ready and priced appropriately, it's selling fast. Get a jump on the spring market and give us a call at 217-875-0555 or visit brinkotter.com today to connect with one of our highly experienced agents. Our technology, experience, and network are your powerful advantage.
Find your way home. brinkotter.com.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Nick, maybe we missed the Manning family. That might be the closest. Although Archie Manning played in the NFL for a long time, he was not a Super Bowl champion. But both Eli and Peyton were. And I understand that Cooper Manning, which was the older brother, has a son by the name of Arch Manning, who is like one of the top prospects still in high school. So they may not be done. So that might be even a closer comparison.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. And Cooper having his own career as a red carpet guy at like the, you know, the Emmys and the Oscars and stuff, he's kind of the oddball. But I think you're right. There are definitely big, big talks about the next Manning coming up, so we'll see.
All right, so yeah. There you go. That's pretty close. Dale Coley joins us each and every Tuesday morning with a preview of tonight's Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Dale, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, Brian, doing very well. Didn't get blown away last night and avoided, I think you're right, we dodged a bullet last night with that weather, but it was certainly ominous for a few minutes there.
No doubt about it. Well, we're glad to have you with us here this morning. Talk to me about vaccines and how you guys are doing. What are you hearing, talking to your customers and delivering these vaccines on a daily basis?
It is getting more and more difficult to convince people to get the vaccine, which I don't understand. But we have COVID vaccine clinics Wednesdays and Fridays from 12 to 4 p.m. up at Coley's Corner Drugs for patients 18 years of age and over. We got both Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson. And amazingly enough to me, the Johnson & Johnson is being preferred more than the Moderna at this point here for all the negative press that J&J had about it. It really is surprising to me about that. But we'll be doing walk-in clinics on Thursday also up at Coley's Corner Drug. And so if you have not gotten your shot, please get in line and get up there. The issue with the J&J shots is that they're only good for 30 days in the refrigerator, and at that point in time, you have to send them back to the manufacturer. So we want to get as many of these shots in the arms as we can this week. So we've got to get that taken care of.
The J&J is the one shot variety.
One shot, correct.
Yes, mm-hmm. So you don't have to come back.
It's the one that had the pause in it there for a while, but it came back very, very strong. We have more and more people asking for that shot rather than the other. And at Coley's Corner Drug, you can request whichever shot you want, the J&J or the Moderna. So it's totally up to you on that.
All right, talk to me about what's happening tonight at 5 o'clock.
Tonight we have a very unique show. Lauren Young is going to be joined by Rita Coley, is going to be the guest host tonight. Dr. Brett Jurger is going to be on, and tonight we're going to do an update on his dental practice and how he's getting children signed up to get their annual appointments geared up to go back to school in the fall. That seems like a long ways away, but with all the need for that, with the kids getting ready to go back to school in the fall, he's getting that lined up. So they'll visit with Dr. Brett Jurger this evening. We also have a local author, Jan Matthew, who's the former editor of the Decatur magazine. She wrote a book called Surrounded by Love, My Family's Journey Through ALS, about her father's fight against ALS and just a horrific disease, and how her family changed since his diagnosis was made in March of 2013, and he passed away 7 months later. And it usually ALS has a timeline of 2 to 5 years of life expectancy. This was obviously in 7 months. And it's a series of short essays written by her father, which Jan has expanded on. He was a mechanical engineer at the U of I and eventually was a provost at Notre Dame University. So it's an intriguing story, and it's a way that Jan has kind of memorialized her father in a book. And it's kind of a neat reading. We'll have that book available at the store once we've had her on the radio.
Sounds fascinating, Dale. We appreciate it, and good luck. And make sure, you every time you have Rita on, she might steal your seat. You might not ever give it back.
You got that right. She's a lot smoother than I am. I can guarantee you that.
All right, Dale. Have a wonderful day. We appreciate you. Dale Coley and the Pharmacy Facts with Friends show tonight at 5. If you're not able to listen live, you can get the podcast anytime you'd like on NowDecatur.com or wherever you get your podcast. We're going to take a break here. By the way, Cooper Manning, as you mentioned that, he had a medical diagnosis, right, which interrupted his football career, spinal stenosis or something like that. So there could have been yet another one of the Mannings, you know, who had a big football career had it not been for that medical thing that he had. So that's how he ended up not being on the football field. But his kid is now evidently one of the top college prospects for the class of 2023.
Oh, absolutely. People have had their eye on him. And he's got the name, too. He's, you know, Archie and then just shortened Arch. To Arch. You know, so it's... Yeah. It's like we're expecting big things from you, and I guess,
you know, that's a double-edged sword. You know, I mean, if it works and he makes it to like the NFL, it's big deal. If not, he's got to live with that name forever and the expectation levels and the pressure and everything. I mean, that's not all upside for a kid.
Yeah, but I think that family environment, even though they seem fairly competitive, they also feel kind of golly gee. You know,
that's an image.
I know.
That's a brand.
I'm just selling here, Brian.
Still a high school kid. I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
Playing quarterback.
There's a reason why Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi didn't pressure their kids into tennis. Mm-hmm. You know. So, I mean, it could be great for him.
Yeah.
He could make millions of dollars and have a huge career, but it's a lot of pressure.
It sure is.
You know, third generation of Mannings. All right. On the other side of the break, it was sort of announced yesterday that Howard Buffett is running for sheriff in 2022, and Tom Schneider is going to join us on the other side of the break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today we've got some showers and a high of 60, and tonight we've got a 40% chance of rain, mainly up until 10 p.m. It's going to be cloudy during the evening to start, and then gradually clearing up with a low around 43. For Wednesday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 64. And Thursday, 50% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:50.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex with a double X battery. Generations of power.
For convenient, urgent care in Decatur, choose Memorial Express Care. We offer two locations, North Water Street or Highway 36 East. Stop by 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily for treatment of minor illnesses and injuries, including sports injuries, at our North Water Ortho Clinic. Walk-ins are welcome. For even easier access to care, download the Memorial app and enjoy telehealth video appointments and more. Memorial Express Care. Safe and convenient. No appointment needed.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome, former sheriff. Are you sheriff for life once you're sheriff, Tom Schneider, or is former sheriff okay?
Hey, you know, how many times, Brian, we talk about that? My name's Tom. I always go by that. Never had to have a title define me.
I know. You're a humble man. We all get it. All right. Well, thanks. First of all, I don't want this to be awkward. We would have Howard, but he is in Nebraska finishing up planting. And from my understanding, the billboards that sort of broke this whole thing yesterday went up a week earlier, or maybe not as planned. And so it's off to a little bit of a different start. But I appreciate you being available because you're helping on the campaign. Talk to me about your friend and why you're supporting him in his run for sheriff in 2022.
You know, here's the situation. It started a long time ago. He had always had, of course, the idea that he wanted to run for sheriff. And knowing that 2022 seemed like the right time for him, it was a time for us to go ahead and move forward and do what we thought was best. And that's what we're doing. And, you know, it's a situation where it's not the best of times to be able to become sheriff. And we know that, of course, Tony and Jim have been going through a battle even after the election, and our hearts go out to them and what they've had to go through.
Talk to me a little bit about the easy criticism of this story, and you see it on social media, people who've never met Howard or don't have any you know, desire to sort of dig into the information, which you can find in the Now Decatur story. Oh, this guy has no experience. This guy, you know, doesn't have any street experience. This guy doesn't know. Mm-hmm. First of all, anyone can run for sheriff. We've had sheriffs before that don't have any law enforcement background. I mean, if you just go through the history here in Macon County. But the idea that he doesn't have any experience is just not accurate.
Yeah, that's not an accurate description of Howard. And like you said, there have been sheriffs before, and I can tell you that one sheriff, and I won't name his name because he passed away, but he served this county for many, many years and served them well, and he was a civilian that came into that position. I have a lot of respect for him, and it was right prior to me coming to the sheriff's office. Howard has a lot of experience, and whenever it comes to being a sheriff, it deals with a lot more than law enforcement experience. It also has to have a lot of business experience, and I think that you know, his skill set is a skill set that could serve this county well.
All right, the key thing for me, the thing that excites me the most about this possibility is that he is a problem solver, and then the resources that he can bring to bear solving problems. I mean, I think the greatest, quietest story going on in our community, just as far as, you know, public noise, is what you guys are doing at the Macon County Law Enforcement Training Center and how you are addressing. I turn on cable TV and I hear people talking about what policing should be and what people should be doing, and I see the reality of what you guys are doing out there. You are building the next generation of law enforcement officers, and you're tackling a lot of the problems that people are screaming about on TV every day.
Boy, it's not an easy time, is it, Brian? And there's no doubt about it. And I think that we are very lucky to have what we have here. And you have to be forward thinkers when it comes to solving problems. Howard, and I'll give you a quick one because I know we got a short amount of time, is I remember being out on patrol. Howard was with me, came across a person that was in need, and saw that, and then spoke to you and Kevin. And then the next thing you know, CASA was receiving a donation to help these people. It takes the ability to see these problems and be able to help solve the problems, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I wish people could see that side. And you know, he isn't very public about it and doesn't like the attention on that. But I mean, you know, I could tell you stories that I know of, you know, where, a car was stopped, questions were asked, and kids walked away with college scholarships.
Yeah, 100%. You're not going to hear that. You're not going to hear about all the people that are put up in the hotels that are not, I'm not going to call stranded motorists, people that have, you know, some type of an issue along the interstate. And it's like, okay, they're waiting for this. You don't want to be put up in a hotel and not think. I'm not even going to go into those stories because, you know what? You don't want those stories told.
Because he doesn't do it for the publicity. He doesn't do it for the publicity, and he does it just because it's the right thing to do. And I wish more people knew that the way you know it, the way I know it, the way people who know him well know it. I'm very excited about this, Tom. I'm very excited you're getting behind this. Respected your service, and I think your word means a lot to people. Tell me why people should be happy or excited about him running for sheriff in 2022.
Yeah, it's just the idea that Howard is dedicated to making this community better in many, many different ways. And this is not about us versus them when it comes to any opponent. or another candidate that may be running. Because I can tell you right now, if either one of the other candidates, that be it the current sheriff and, of course, the potential sheriff, Jim, was to run, that would hurt me. But, you know, it's their choice because these are two very good friends of mine, and they're very credible people, and I would not even sit here. You could never hear me say one bad word about them. They have dedicated themselves to this community, and I respect both of them greatly.
All right, Tom, we appreciate you. Thanks for filling in this morning, and we'll talk to you again soon. You know, I know that Tony Brown, Sheriff Brown, was on Soy City Buzz last night. If you want to go to the podcast, about 5 minutes towards the end of that podcast, Kevin asked him about this and his answer about whether or not he was going to run for re-election, even not knowing, you know, how all of this past election still is going to be, you know, how we're going to find out for sure. You know, weeks, months, God knows, you know, there's no inside knowledge here about that, but you can listen to the podcast at nowdecatur.com. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour stories and news. We've got a lot to get to here today, including some of the reaction since the announcement yesterday. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. Milliken University will host a COVID-19 vaccination clinic sponsored by the Macon County Health Department and the Milliken School of Nursing today from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The clinic will be held in the Oberhelman Center for Leadership Performance in the first floor lobby area of the University Commons on Milliken's campus. Milliken University students, faculty, and staff can receive first dose Moderna vaccinations from 9 a.m. to noon and Johnson & Johnson single dose vaccinations from 1 to 3:30 p.m. Those who choose the Moderna vaccination will have the opportunity to schedule their second dose at the clinic. The clinic will be by appointment only.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.